The third reason for foreign firms' discontent is the growth in lobbying, litigation, and regulatory action in America. Foreign companies feel they are at a competitive disadvantage. In the most regulated sector of all, banks, their market share has fallen to 14% from 18% in the past 24 months, partly, they argue, owing to onerous new rules. Most fines involve lots of official discretion. In car-making and energy, Volkswagen and BP have admitted their respective responsibilities for fake emissions tests and the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. But many European bosses believe that the cumulative $70 billion of legal costs and penalties they have paid, or currently face, far exceed those that General Motors and ExxonMobil paid for similarly grave mistakes. In December, Barclays vowed to fight a $5 billion odd fine for mortgage mis-selling, which it argues is harsher than those faced by American banks. The Trump administration could well awaken a protectionist impulse at big domestic firms that lies not far beneath the surface, reckon the most pessimistic of all. Jamie Dimon's latest letter to the shareholders of J.P. Morgan Chase warns that American banks' dominance could be threatened by Chinese rivals. A report on semiconductors for the White House this month, written by a body that includes the bosses of Google, Qualcomm, and Northrop Grumman, recommends protecting the chip industry from Chinese competition. America's airlines constantly complain about unfair competition from Emirates and other rivals. A more populist America may require fresh tactics from foreigners. Some are working on their connections. Masayoshi Son, boss of SoftBank, pledged to invest $50 billion in America after meeting Mr. Trump in December. The head of Anbang Insurance, a Chinese firm that is no stranger to relationship-based capitalism at home, dined with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in November. Anbang owns the Waldorf Astoria, among other American assets. Another approach is to buy a well-placed oligopoly. In Bev's purchase in 2008 of Anheuser-Busch, maker of Budweiser beer, has become a model for winning in America. Other deals in 2016 echoed it. Bayer agreed to buy Monsanto, which dominates the agricultural seed business, and BAT is bidding for Reynolds American, which has a big share of the tobacco market. A last option is for foreign firms to assume a more American identity. In sensitive sectors, they already try to take on a local character. BAE Systems, a defense concern, has a separate American board stacked with former brass hats. After the trade spats of the 1980s, Asian car firms localized their production and management. Rupert Murdoch shifted his media empire's domicile from Australia to America in 2004. As any dating website veteran will tell you, if you can't find love, change your appearance.